I bought a book and I've got the pictures up for on the iPad, so I'll read everybody's story and you'll be able to see the pictures. Right. Oh, Song King, my next Ricardo. Is anyone familiar with this story? Sat at a table and listened as their prince spoke. My father, the king, will give the hand of my sister to the first of you who can prove himself worthy. The prince paused to let the men take in the news. He looked at their faces, each weathered from miles and scarred from battles. The three had much in common. They were the strongest warriors in the kingdom, and they each wanted to marry the daughter of the king. The king had promised each a chance to test a test to see which was worthy of their daughter, of his daughter, sorry. And now the time for the test had arrived. And I didn't take a photo, but there's a lovely picture of a lovely lady. The test is a journey, the prince explained, a journey to the king's castle by way of Hino. The forest, one knight quickly inquired. The forest, answered the prince. There was silence as the knights thought about the words. Each felt a stab of fear. They knew the danger of Hemlock, a dark and deadly place. Parts of it were so thick with trees that the sunlight never found the ground. It was the home of the Hope Knots, small, sly creatures with yellow eyes. Hope Knots were not strong, but they were clever and they were many. Some of the people believed the Hope Knots were lost travellers, changed by the darkness, but no one really knew for sure. Will we travel alone? Carlyle spoke, instrument to his lips, and played a soft, sweet song. Never had the knights heard such soothing music. My father's flute plays the same song. His song will guide you to the castle. How is that? Aelon asked. Three times a day the king will play from the castle wall, early in the morning, at noon, and again in the evening. Listen for him, follow his song, and you will find the castle. There is only one other flute like this one. Only one. And you and your father play the same music? Yes. It was Cassadon who was asking. Cassadon was known for his alertness. He saw what others missed. He knew the home of a traveller by the dirt on his boot. He knew the truth of a story by the eyes of the teller. He could tell the size of a marching army by the number of birds scattered in flight. Carlyle and Aelon wondered why he asked about the flute. It wouldn't be very long before they found out. Consider the danger of Hemlock and wisely choose the one who will be with you on your journey, the prince cautioned. And so they did. The next morning, the three knights mounted their horses and entered Hemlock. Beside each rode the chosen companion. For the people in the king's castle, the days of waiting passed slowly. All knew of the test, and all wondered which knight would win the princess. Three times a day, the king sent his song soaring into the trees of Hemlock, and three times a day, the people stopped their work to listen. After many days and countless songs, a watchman spotted two figures. No one could tell who they were. They were stumbling out of the forest. They were too far from the castle. The men had no horses, weapons, or armour. Hurry, the king commanded the guards. Bring them in. Give them medical treatment and food, but don't tell anyone who they are. Dress the knight as a prince, and we will see their faces tonight at the banquet. He then dismissed the crowds and told them to prepare for the feast. That evening, a joyful spirit filled the banquet hall. At every table, the people tried to guess which knight had survived Hemlock Forest. Finally, the moment came to present the winner. At the king's signal, the people became quiet, and he began to play the flute. Once again, the ivory instrument sang, The people turned to see who would enter. Many thought it would be Carlyle, the strongest. Others felt it would be Elon, the swiftest. But it was neither. The knight who survived the journey was Cassadon, the wisest. He strode quickly across the floor, following the sound of the flute one final time, and bowed before the king. "Tell us of your journey," he was instructed. The people leaned forward to listen. "The Hope Knots were crafty," Cassadon began. "They attacked, but we fought back. They took our horses, but we continued. What nearly destroyed us, though, was something far worse." "What was that?" asked the princess. "They imitated." "They imitated?" asked the king. "Yes, my king, they imitated. Each time the song of your flute would enter the forest, 100 flutes would begin to play. All around us we heard music, songs from every direction." "I do not know what became of Carlyle and Elon," he continued, "but I know that strength and speed will not help one hear the right flute." The king asked the question that was on everyone's lips. "Then how did you hear my song?" "I chose the right companion," he answered, as he motioned for his fellow traveller to enter. The people gasped. It was the prince. In his hand he carried a flute. "I knew there was only one who could play your song exactly like you," Cassadon explained. "There is no one else I would have entrusted to be with me all the way. So I asked him to travel with me. As we journeyed, he played your song. I learned it so well that though 1,000 false flutes tried to hide your music, I could hear your song above them all. It was with me all the way." And with that, the celebration began. Great story. I think it sends a very good message, so I'm not going to preach, I'm just going to pray, and then we'll sing the children's song. Lord, thank you that if we listen for you, you're with us all the way. Help us remember that our destination isn't what we see every day, but it's you. You hold our hope. In Jesus' name. Amen.